I was asked if a person's going to Paris or some other place where he's worried about anti-Semitism and there's actually violent anti-Semitism, can a person take off his yarmulke? So throughout the generations, Jews would always wear a cap or a baseball cap or a casquette. Jews always did this. I remember when we first went to the United States. My parents migrated from Israel to the United States, and when we would walk in Manhattan, so we did like all Israelis did. We wore baseball caps. We didn't, as a child, I remember, for many, many years, we would never walk around with a yarmulke openly. It was clear to Israelis at the time that when you go to Chutzlaritz, and that included anywhere in Chutzlaritz, you don't walk around in a way that's obviously Jewish because of all the different anti-Semitic things that were going on. And I'm telling you, even in Manhattan, it took years till I realized, hey, there's no problem. I can walk around here with a yarmulke. But Jews always walked around with some other form of head covering. Again, it could be anything. It could
be. Cover it?
What do you mean cover what?
No, can I just go around without kippah?
Why would you? A person should wear a yarmulke. So try to find something you're comfortable with. I'm saying there are a lot of different options. I'm saying if it's not a baseball cap, then there's, you know, they have those hats that those little snowman hats. I don't know what you'll be comfortable with, but it's chaval. A person shouldn't. It's not a good habit for a person to walk around completely without a hair covering. Again, a person, it's a...
What happens if I go to an opera night? You, like in the theater, you don't cover anything.